Where in the Bible will I find the use of instruments of music in the home? Hello everyone, I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Every Christian home ought to engage regularly in prayer and praise to God, and in such fashion as to receive His approbation. The presence of mechanical instruments of music in the home and their accompaniment of classical, folk, and other similar types of songs violates no law of God. But the worship of God in songs of praise must not be corrupted by unauthorized practices, such as the use of instruments of music. It is a violation of God's will to use a mechanical instrument of music in worship and praise to Him at home, in the church service, or anywhere else. God is the object of worship. He alone, then, is privileged to determine what pleases Him. In this, the Christian age, there is no hint in the sacred writings that God wants the praise He commands intermingled with music mechanically made. It should never be forgotten that such activity in Christian worship is wholly unauthorized in the Word of God. Our Lord never commanded it. No apostle ever sanctioned it. No New Testament writer ever specified it, and no apostolic church ever practiced it. But someone may assert that it was used in Old Testament worship. Well, so was also the burning of incense and animal sacrifices, and the observance of the Sabbath day. You see, we live under a dispensation from which such practices, along with mechanical instruments of music in worship, are excluded. And whatsoever ye do, in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Colossians 3, verse 17. Singing songs of praise at home or anywhere with mechanical instruments of music cannot be done in the name of the Lord, as He has not authorized it. Faithful Christians will always seek to do only that which they are certain is pleasing to the God they love and serve.